I'm not kidding. You got to love a guy. And ever since I've known Bob Taggart, the resident historian, Grand Hotel, and yes, he's still here, and that's important to point out. Yes, he's still here. But he always says, I go, how you doing, Bob? And he always says, best day of my life so far.
That's true. That's true.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah. That's when people say to you, have you lived here all your life? And I'm like, not yet.
That's a good one too. I'm gonna incorporate that into but best day of my life so far. And you're here to tell me that the new stewards of this Grand Hotel live up to your expectations.
Holy schmoly, they're writing some checks to keep this place going. I mean, not just writing some checks. They're doing stuff we've needed to do for a long time. I mean, there's nothing, the rarity of this building, why so few exist today, just the maintenance on a huge wood frame building. And they're doing the things we need to do aesthetically, structurally, and, of course, that pool, which is going to be amazing.
Well, and speaking of that pool, and I would expect nothing less from you, Robert, as the resident historian, you actually have a press release.
I do.
A 100-year-old press release on this pool.
Yeah, I'm a historian. I live in the past.
I understand.
The rent's cheaper, yeah. So that's why I have old news. So you have the new news. I have the old news. This is hot off the press from Ironwood Daily Globe, May 11th. And this is when we were building the pool. And they were making a little fun of us when we were building a pool near a lake. There were really no heated pools yet. So this is what the Ironwood Press says. It says, 1,000 barrels of concrete have been shipped to Mackinac Island to construct a swimming pool in front of the Grand Hotel near the lake. This will serve to stabilize business at the beautiful resort, as visitors will be sure to have plenty of water to swim in case the Great Lakes runs dry.
Oh, you know what? They can make fun of us, but guess who's still around?
That's exactly right.
I don't think you can subscribe to the Ironwood Daily Globe anymore.
Daily Globe, that's
but
it.
You can come to Grand Hotel. Isn't that great?
Well, it's, I do love it.
And people love talking with you, Bob. They love your little tours, your explanations of things, because you know them well. And you've never ever lost your enthusiasm.
Oh, no, I love these old places. I really do. And it's just, I learn so much, and I learn so much from guests. I really do. You know, we were talking,
you really? What do you mean?
Almost every tour, every lecture, somebody comes up to me, second, third. I've had two fifth-generation guests coming here. You know, just the Esther Williams. Let me give you a quick Esther Williams story. Esther Williams, we named the pool after her. There was a young lady came to me, and she goes, I have to tell you an Esther Williams story. She says, I was a little girl, and I was here, and my aunt, she was very wealthy, and we weren't. So she took all the street urchins once a year somewhere really nice to teach us some manners. And she was very proper. And she came to Grand Hotel when they were filming the movie. And they let us swim in the pool between takes. And they put something in the pool water to make it look very clear and very blue. And it turned my very proper aunt's hair pink as pink can be. And she died at 89 years old. And at the funeral, they mentioned the summer of the pink hair on Mackinac Island. That I get from a guest.
That's a great story. And you hear them all. People are anxious to share a bit of their own history.
Oh, sure.
That you then share with everyone else, and we all get a kick out of it just like that.
Yeah, generation after generation, you become a part of the place. It's like coming home.
Now, how long have you been here?
Same as you. One more year, 26 years.
This 26
years. You, I think 25. I remember sitting down here a long time ago.
And it might have been because I've been back officially 25.
Sure, sure.
It might have been 26 because Mike Feasey brought me back here before I even started on the morning show.
Yeah. Really?
The year before, because we were going to be here for the Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference, and he wanted to send
me.
So I came actually when I was still in Philly.
Your history. I mean, we can just dust you off. You're like furniture here.
Don't say to a radio guy, Paul, your history. You know, we take it the wrong way in the radio business.
I got you.
And it happens all the time. Here's a box. Clean out your desk. Radio, what a business. Well, it's great to see you. Great to have you here. How do I ask a historian, is there anything new that you've introduced into your wonderful tours and things that you do here?
There's always new stuff. I do 10 different tours and lectures. So I do lectures and tours inside the hotel, about the hotel. And every year I try to introduce some new things too. We've started a cemetery tour. I do a tour of 18 graves up there, interpret those. I do an architectural tour. We even tour one of the beautiful bluff houses up here. So there's always more history to uncover and create a deeper appreciation for the island and the hotel.
And Bob Taggart, what do they do when they call in for their to make their reservation or when they go online?
Sure.
They should put in their request kind of early because you're a hot item.
You can't go too early because I base my tours around what I can do, what's available, when I can tour the kitchen, when we can go into one of the bluff houses. So I generally do a morning tour or a lecture every day at 10 o'clock, different subjects every morning pretty much, and then a 2 o'clock tour in the afternoon. And that comes out about a week ahead of time, that schedule.
So somebody staying here for the week could actually do a new tour with you every day.
Oh, I could bore the dead. Are you kidding?
Bore the dead.
Yeah, I love
well,
it.
You are a very big part of the fabric of this wonderful Grand Hotel, and I'm sure there are a lot of people thrilled that they were smart enough to keep
the resident historian,
Bob Taggetts.
It's
thank
a great
you, Robert.
Honor, and my friend, you're a part of the fabric too.
Well, it's great to be here. Great to be a part of the family as well. And we'll see you around.
I sure hope so.
I could just say we'll see you around the pool eventually.
Let's do it.
All righty.
Take care.
Bob Taggetts, the resident historian. And, boy, what a great guy. Best day of my life so far.